Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hello. Good morning.
You know what? You know what? These people, you know what? This is very hard. This is very, let me tell you something.
I don't know how y'all gonna contain us. I don't know how you gonna contain us today.
Because this FCC stuff is very difficult for me to say the only articulate thing I can say right now.
Mm. Yes, what has become obscene in America is really relative, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know what? Welcome to Gilead forced reproductive slavery for women. And if you don't understand that your womb as a female in this country right now is enslaved to a religious ideology, when there's supposed to be a separation of church and state, which are what I'm told over and over and over that the framers created. I was told the other day that somebody was felt that it was divinely inspired. There's supposed to be a separation of these ideologies.
Yeah, I don't know what they expect to have happen here, because the reality is, you know, hypocrisy seems to be the only thing that Republicans in the Supreme Court can wear. That's their outfit of choice, because yesterday states couldn't make decisions about gun rights, and today they can about my womb. Like, they don't care.
Yeah.
If it makes sense.
You know, Angela, you and I were talking just before the break that someone just asked me yesterday, do you think, you know, they'll revise this a little, or you said maybe hold off till after the midterms because this court has become so political? And we were like, no, they've been planning this for 70 years. Like, no, they go balls out when they have power, right?
Exactly. And it is the thing that we never do as Democrats or as progressives, which is when you have the power, use it. All this concern over the filibuster, which isn't protected in the Constitution, it isn't something that they have a right to. All of this concern about stacking, all this concern about, look, no, that's not when we do things. More people voted in the last election than have ever voted before. I need people to stop thinking that it's about the number of people who vote, because it isn't. Yeah. It is about the fact that what we voted these people into power, and they are supposed to make these decisions. And what we have to do now is we have to stack this court. We have got to get people on this court that are representative of the actual law and of the rights of this people of this country.
And the will of the American people. This court does not represent the will of the American people.
No, the minority.
We are representing a religious fanatic. A small segment who happen to have money and power.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And by the way, Angela, when you say like, oh, well, they were going to do this because maybe politically, well, you know what? Like, this is awful, but let's take it and go good, you mother. Right. Roe goes down. Right. No gun safety that 90% of Americans want. These January 6 hearings are blowing up. 20 million people are watching. 60% of them seem think Trump should be convicted. You don't think you're going to get a blue tsunami up your ass? You just wait.
Yeah, but they don't care. But they don't care because what they're also like, what we all know and what we need to understand is 10 in 20 this year at midterms, they're going to contest every single election. They are going to do whatever they can through their state legislatures, etc., to make sure that that election puts them back in power. They're not going to listen to our votes because this is a civil war. They have already fired. They did it on January 6th last year. They've also, and we just haven't gotten in the fight.
The people that haven't gotten over the civil war want us to get over January 6th. Right.
Thank you. And I'm looking at people protesting and notice how this protest looks remarkably like a peaceful protest. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, the hypocrisy of it and the idea that we need to be, I have for years listened to liberals and progressives tell me in a condescending fashion that I don't need to be worried about Roe.
Right.
That we don't need to organize this much around this, that we don't need to be vote as this is our issue because it's protected. And here we are. Nothing we have has ever been protected. When you black, you know that because we don't actually have those rights already. I don't have Second Amendment.
Do you
rights.
Think
never have.
I Will Die Mad About Hillary t-shirt was like a random fashion choice this morning? But all the people that told us we were being hysterical and, oh, it doesn't matter. Here we are. Good morning, Gilead.
But her email.
And Clarence Thomas has already gone on record saying Obergefell is next. And we were saying the only thing that's going to save Loving is that, you know, because he wants to his crazy terrorist wife, unless he's sick of her. And then Loving's probably gone, too.
Let me tell you something. I'm willing to give up the right to marry white people to keep control of my body. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, like, I love y'all. I really do. Some of you in my family, some of you are my best friends. I'm in love with a white man right now. I understand. But you know, the magic and mystery of eating lunch next to you has long ago worn off.
Is he aware how disposable he is?
Well, I mean,
for your
he
political
stands, you know.
Well, yeah,
we can live
knows,
next door to know. Each other. I mean, I don't have a necessarily if we're going to talk about rights, you know what I'm saying? We can talk about it. But the reality is it's I love my white people. I really do.
Yes, sure.
I celebrate all 11 months.
But they're
of
disposable.
White
history month. Right. Yeah, they're disposable. Right. Okay.
But this is just it's so the idea that we think, because we say it all the time, we got to get people out to vote. And yes, we do. But understand that more people voted than ever voted before. And we're still litigating that election. They are still saying
that's
it
right.
didn't happen. So that's clearly not enough.
As a white friend of yours, I just want you to know that I support you for America. You know, food, water, some things, necessities. White people?
Computer says no.
This is the Black Power Hour during which you are, in fact, black.
Yes.
I am only a delivery system for Frangela in this hour. That is all I am. Oh, Mike Pence celebrates overturning of Roe v. Wade, calling for a national ban on abortion. Okay, good. So everyone calling him a hero 2 minutes ago for not breaking the law because he didn't want to go to prison. Go ahead.
Oh, let me explain something to you. Francis and I both have been not breaking the law consistently our entire lives. We do it. I don't even break the law in my sleep. Neither does she.
Really?
And we haven't received a single heroic statement. Nobody's ever said we were heroes. The bar for white men in the cis white men in this country seems very low for heroism.
Can I just say, I believe children are the future? Who said it? Who said it first on this show? Who said it?
Mike Pence is up to his albino eyebrows in this.
Right? Sean Comiskey, the children.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to get a perspective.
Although Sean is approaching middle age by now, so stop calling him a child.
But he's like 25.
I just keep getting younger and younger. Uh-huh. Thank you, Dr. Nicole. Jason, I want to get a perspective from Israel. Jason calling. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Jason.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, nothing good about it. I saw the ruling and I was horrified. I mean, they said it was coming, but I was really hoping that some of the justices would have a change of heart, seeing the protests and knowing that I think it's, well over 2/3 of Americans do not support overturning Roe v. Wade. But I wanted to share with you, as I'm studying law here in the Middle East, that that Saudi Arabia's abortion laws are more liberal than the U.S. now, thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court. And as for the state of Israel, Israel has universal health care, and abortion is covered as a health care right here. So there are a few things.
When right-wingers say they support Israel, they don't mean all that. They don't mean that.
No, in fact, I'm worried because CPAC is coming here, I think, July 20th. And I signed up for their interest list just to try to follow and see what they're trying to do here, because I would love to stand up. It's going to be in Tel Aviv near where I live. I would love to stand up and ask Ben Shapiro, what do you want to do, destroy our healthcare system here like you've done to America's? What do you want to do, get rid of abortion rights, even though it's nowhere in the Hebrew, Jewish, Christian Bible, or the Muslim Quran?
Thank you.
That abortion is forbidden.
Jason, thank you for that. I just, let that sink in. Saudi Arabia has more liberal laws, right, than we do now, this morning, on abortion.
Yeah, didn't women just get the right to drive there, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've already practiced being Saudi Arabian because I've had friends drive me back to the doctor. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because of my eye stuff. So I'm used to not driving already. So.
I've had exes drive you. Okay. I mean, you've.
Exes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Frangela, okay. Here's, I think I'm still, honestly, I feel like I've been hit in the stomach with a dodgeball. I still, I literally, we got the news as I was in the middle of interviewing Representative Mike Thompson, and I just, knowing it's going to happen isn't even the same as the reality when it hits you. Right in the face this morning.
No, because there's stuff they didn't. The Clarence Thomas thing is extremely disturbing. That, like, we went from, we knew they were going to make this attack. And I was one of those, like you said earlier, there was this part of me that maybe naively or optimistically really hoped that maybe they would recognize that this might be a problem for their voting bloc, so that they would, maybe they'd put it off at least and we'd have a chance. But the fact that Clarence Thomas wrote a concurring opinion where he basically is now saying, please go after these other rights too.
This is
what happens.
This is economic and sexual enslavement for women. Women, let me tell you something. If you can't make a choice on how you're in your family planning, and something happens to you, you are determining people's futures.
They're trying to get rid of in vitro.
Birth control. All of it. It is this is enslavement of women.
And it's just all the people that accused us of just being hysterical. Thomas just said Obergefell is next. I mean, it's, and this will be the irony, because you know what a loser I am. The moment I finally find someone to marry is exactly when gay marriage will be overturned. I can just tell you the timing. I don't know when exactly, mm-hmm. but that will be roughly.
I don't know why they think that they're the only people who can fight. I don't know what gave them that impression.
Yeah.
And Clarence Thomas is coming out like, I double dog dare you to come at me.
Yeah.
Anytime, any day. Anytime, any day. Him and Jenny. I'll do them both. Anytime, any day, we can fight.
No rings, no shoes?
Or just I don't care if they wear rings. Or I really don't. I don't think it matters to me at this point.
All right.
I don't think I'm at that kind of rage where I could not.
The gloves are off.
Bones would break and I wouldn't know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen you try to get your rings off in a bar. And sometimes it's optional because you're just.
That's why I use grease. They got some olive oil on the table. But the point is.
You know what? Chicago Sexy Liberal just went on sale. We might need to go again at Billy Goat because you know what happened. You remember last time with the jukebox and the member broke off a beer bottle? Billy Goat. You remember 3 a.m.?
That was. You know what? That beer bottle was exceptionally weak.
Yeah. Well, and that was a feud. Like, that was some old Second City feud that you wanted me to help you, you know, end finally.
Look, but you know what? When I asked for a location, I got involved. I don't mean exactly.
All right.
You were, you know why? Because you're part of the crew. You're part of the posse. You don't ask questions.
Yeah, no, I'm
you're
just
like,
I roll.
Why are we in this
what
fight?
Do I do? I roll. I just roll. I'm like, I don't know what she like. She didn't yes and you in 1987. She said no and she denied.
And
she screwed up your whole improv. And I was like, we're gonna finish this now.
Yeah.
We just improv that whole thing. None of that ever happened. Okay. All right.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Was that good?
Yeah.
But you envisioned it, didn't it?
Absolutely.
Didn't you? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Theater of the mind.
Frances was there, like, hitting people's kneecaps. Just trying her best.
Theater of the mind.
I was taking people out.
You don't realize how important your shins are until you get into a fight with Frances.
She can fight an Achilles heel if you want.
They call me the Kappa.
Take out a shin.
Yeah, making us laugh today. Yay.
Frangela fighting words.
Yeah. Okay.